A group of Petersburg middle schoolers mapped a creek on Kuprinoff Island last week. KFSK's Hannah Weaver went along on their trip and reports that it helped the kids and educators better understand the hydrology of their neighboring island.
A group of middle schoolers stand on the banks of where Petersburg Creek joins Coho Creek on Kuprinoff Island. Sunny Rice is with the marine education group Alaska Sea Grant. She asks the students for their observations.
How wide is it?
It's about five or six average American dads, give or take.
That's Cade Norheim. He's going into seventh grade next year.
We call it eight Cades wide.
Emil Tucker is another trip leader. He's a hydrologist for the U.S. Forest Service, so he knows a lot about creeks.
It's called the intertidal.
You've never heard that? I think we're in the intertidal zone.
This is the intertidal zone, because sometimes there's saltwater.
Tucker and his team at the U.S. Forest Service have collected water and fish data at over 50,000 points around southeast Alaska. But he's never been up Coho Creek before. It's off the road system and a short boat ride away from Petersburg. So he picked it for today's Wonder Camp trip destination. It's a series put on every summer by the Public Library and Alaska Sea Grant. Today, they're teaching the kids about hydrology as they record temperature and oxygen levels.
Somebody wants to grab a sample? All right.
59.
What?
59 Fahrenheit.
59. That seems very warm to me.
As we make our way upstream, the terrain starts to change. Sitka spruce trees flank both sides of the creek. Speckled pebbles transition into jagged bedrock. The kids compare two rocks from opposite sides of the stream.
Do you think it's the same or different?
Different.
It does look different.
It does.
Does it bang? Does it make a different noise when you bang on it?
Yeah. This one, it has a higher pitch to it, and this one has a lower pitch.
Further up, we find the creek's namesake, Coho salmon. A few small fry dart around in a puddle next to the main channel. The kids catch two of them with a small net for inspection.
Oh, that's a big one. That's a big one right there.
Oh, I got two!
Good job. Okay, so this is definitely a coho. You know a coho by those marks on the sides. And so these guys were born this year and probably somewhere near here. So we know that coho spawn. They don't go very far away.
The group hikes back down to the mouth of the creek through the muskeg, collecting moss and berries along the way. Waiting for the boat ride back, middle schooler Cade immediately knows what his favorite part of the hike was.
That very first part where it's the bedrock slanting. There's these waterfalls, but it's like slanted bedrock, so the water's kind of coming at an angle. And I thought that was really cool.
At 73, Mike Stainbrook is a bit older than the other hikers. He's Cade's grandpa and also a longtime resident of Kuprinoff. He lived there, off the grid, for 12 years, but now just seasonally.
Yeah, I hope they take away an appreciation of Coho Creek and this whole estuary, Petersburg Creek, Coho Creek. It's pretty special.
Rice says middle school is a key age for planting possible career ideas in kids' heads. Tucker agrees.
You never know which one of them are going to be grow up to be scientists. I always have my fingers crossed that we'll get a few.
The Wonder Camp series will continue throughout this month. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Weaver.